This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 180 for Wednesday, December the 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures barely hang on to their increases Wednesday afternoon, just getting enough support from reduced supplies. At the final settlement, the January canola contract bumps up 40 cents at $622.10 per ton. The March contract adds $1.10 at $630.70 per ton. Stat Canada and the United States Department of Agriculture have lowered their calls on the 2024-25 Canadian canola harvest. Strong exports so far this marketing year, along with a healthy crush, are bound to make supplies even tighter. Increases in Chicago soybeans are lending support to canola, but European rapeseed turns around to close lower, and Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Chicago soy oil and soy meal edge slightly lower. But crude oil continues upward, with spillover heading for the vegetable oils. An analyst notes the funds could cover more of their short positions, which would further underpin canola prices. The January canola contract is above most of its major moving averages, providing more support. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Wednesday afternoon. The loonie climbs to 70.63 U.S. cents from Tuesday's close of 70.59. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production averages almost 1.08 million barrels per day, up 5,000 barrels per day on the week. Ethanol stocks decreased by 400,000 barrels at 22.6 million. Brazilian exporter group ANIC raises its call on the country's December soybean exports by 330,000 tons at 1.57 million. ANIC ups its forecast on Brazil December corn exports by 370,000 tons at 3.96 million. China says its November soybean exports tally 7.15 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday as the January contract tacks on 0.75 cents at $9.95 per bushel. January soy oil loses almost 0.3 cents at 42.44 cents per pound. January soy meal dips 90 cents at $291.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn turns around to forfeit 0.75 cents at $4.48 per bushel. March oats increase 4 cents at $3.57.5. The U.S. wheat complex turns narrowly mixed as Chicago March adds 1.5 cents at $5.63. Kansas City March is also up 1.5 cents at $5.67. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March dips 0.5 cents at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.